And we'll cut in now here from the coastline of Northern California, where a giant squid has washed up on the beach. You can see some onlookers there. So this squid has got to be 120 feet long before the tentacles are even stretched out. A truly amazing find here.
Amazing radio at 90.7 FM. K-Squid.
We have never seen a squid of this magnitude before. We thought they existed, and they indeed do.
KSQD Santa Cruz. Online at ksqd.org.
That's what you tuned to. I'm Rachel Ann Goodman. And coming up at 6 o'clock, the kooky side of crazy. Stay tuned. We'll have also first-person singular, and later in the evening, jazz tracks. Thanks for tuning in to Talk of the Bay. We talk about a lot of things here, and one of those things that can affect a lot of our health, any of us who live in the Monterey Bay especially, are pesticides. Those are chemicals that are applied to our fields, and they are sprayed in large quantities. Mark Weller is our guest. He's with California Pesticide Reform. I hope I got the organization right, Mark. Let's see if we hear you.
Go ahead. Californians for Pesticide Reform, Rachel.
That's right. Okay, so we just got a press release from you telling us that right now there's some chemicals that are supposed to be banned, but now our state is recommending they keep being used. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. This particular pesticide is called 1,3-dichloropropene.
Mark, we're having trouble with your feed there. You're breaking up a little bit. Could you try rejoining again and just see if that fits? And otherwise, we'll get you on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, just try rejoining because that's not working just so well. You can log off and back on and see if that works.
I'll do.
All right. Mark's going to rejoin us in just a second as he gets his audio, hopefully, figured out. But it sounds like a connectivity problem, perhaps. How about now? Okay, he'll be back. You might live near pesticide applications if you live in Watsonville or you live in Salinas. So this affects you and affects all of us. How does it sound now?
I'm back. Can you hear me now?
You're still breaking up a little bit. I think we should call you on the phone.
Okay.
All right. I'll put on a short announcement and we'll be right back.
Yep.
Stay with us. This is KSQD Santa Cruz.
Okay.
So having introduced the problem, can you explain a little more about what's happening with this new effort to push these pesticides through and what are these bad actors that you guys are worried about?
Yeah, this particular pesticide, 1,3-dichloropropene, or 1,3-D, is the third most used pesticide in the Monterey Bay region and in Santa Cruz County. It's been used for years, but it's been especially used the most since about 2011. We're very concerned about it because it is a carcinogen. It was first registered in California in 1970. It's a soil fumigant that's used to control pests in the ground. It's was originally made by Dow Corporation. It's a drift-prone fumigant that's used to kill the organisms in the soil prior to planting. And it's mostly used in this region on berries, but across the state on almonds, on sweet potatoes, walnuts, carrots, and then in Southern California, Monterey County, on grapes and wine grapes. And our concern is that while the immediate exposure symptoms are, you know, irritation of the skin and nose and nausea, vomiting, headache, things like that, bad enough, the long-term effects when you're exposed over a long period of time to even very small amounts, is that it causes cancer, it can pollute groundwater, and it damages the lining of the nose. It's so dangerous that 34 countries have banned it, but not in the United States. So we have been so concerned about this that we've been pressing our Department of Pesticide Regulation, which regulates pesticides, to reduce its use. And it's we've had to take them to court. It's taken years. And we finally basically pressed them to make a new regulation. And our concern is their new regulation is actually weaker than the one before. So that's where we are now.
It must be very frustrating to have gotten this far and then have a new regulation just weaken the old one.
Yeah.
What do you think that's all about? I mean, why did that happen?
Well, of course, our state and in other parts of the country where big agriculture is involved, they have used